at 89 to Buzz. Spaziano Sandy.
Hello.
Good morning. All the latest on the coronavirus coming up in a few minutes. But in the meantime, pick up, push the magic button, and look who appears. It's Dr. Matt Boheen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for coming on with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays and keeping our health up in this time of crisis. We're all kind of angry at it now, getting all kind of itchy.
I think that's fair to say. I think that's definitely a good assessment.
I think the next milestone we have to wait for is April 30th, and then we're going to see where we're going to go there. But that's seems like forever. So we're taking it one day at a time, right?
Yeah, yeah. And every time that you're on, you give us such great advice. And I wonder how many other people, our Buzz listeners, were eating avocados thinking of you. Mm. Because I had an avocado egg toast sandwich this morning, and I'm like, oh, Dr. Matt would be so proud.
See, look at that. You checked all the boxes.
I did. Scotty and I were talking about this yesterday, that we have more flexibility with our time. So now our dinners are kind of, you know, like I was saying that now I'm eating dinner at actually a normal time, 5 o'clock, which normally our family eats dinner at like 7. Mm-hmm. Because of all those extracurricular activities. Yeah. So Scotty and I were going back and forth with, gosh, is there a right time to eat dinner?
Or any of your meals. And the timing and the spacing. It is, you know, when I'm doing your custom fat loss system, that's a big part of it. And I think that's part of one of the many layers of that's making me healthy. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, it's again, good thing to be thinking about because I don't think a lot of us really, you know, pay attention to it. Like you pointed out, Sandy, I mean, a lot of us are just kind of, I guess I want to say victims, so to speak, to our schedules, and you just do what you do and you eat when you can. And yeah, a lot of us can end up eating, you know, real late or maybe missing a meal or whatever. And you know, like you're pointing out, Scott, we do talk about this a lot when we're talking about our weight loss program, but here's why it's really important right now. We're always going to be saying, if it's good for your metabolism, it's going to be good for your health. Uh-huh. So looking at something like this, that's definitely one of the principles that we'll kind of take and teach someone as they're going through a weight loss program. But we're absolutely, you know, going to want to be having them continue in their everyday life. So here's the short story. It is very valuable for your body to give it calorie time and calorie free time. And I suppose it's not a whole lot different than just thinking about, like, you know, you can't do any one thing, you know, for too long, or you wear the body out. You know, exercise, it's great, but you can't do that all the time, or you're going to beat your body up. You're going to cause too much inflammation. It's going to be negative for your health. If you're eating all the time, or you're missing too many meals, in either capacity, you're doing bad things for your metabolism, bad things for your health. So what I like to do is to tell people, you know, be as intentional as possible. And let's talk about the start and finish. Let's just make sure we cover those at least today.
Sure.
So breakfast, I think, is probably a little bit controversial to a degree. I mean, a lot of people are told or hear most important meal of the day. Well, there's really not a whole lot to back that up. What I usually try to explain to people is it's surprising, right?
Yeah.
But what
I
try to tell people is it's the most important time of the day. And now what you do with it is important. So if you're going to eat breakfast, my suggestion is get to it as reasonably quickly as possible after you've woken up. I don't need people rolling out of bed, you know, right to the kitchen and, you know, whipping something up immediately. But the idea is if you're going to eat, I try to eat within the first, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, ideally, because that's going to do, again, a ton of good for your body metabolically.
I see.
And if you stretch that the wrong way, if it's, you know, well, I get up, I've got my coffee, I read another cup of coffee, and then I'm eating breakfast a couple hours later, your body misses, there's a missed opportunity there is the short story, okay? So if you're going to eat it early, eat it quickly, so to speak. And if you're going to skip, the idea is to really try to stack that up and give yourself, you know, 4 hours at least, maybe even all the way up to 6 hours, and then you end up leading the body into something that we call intermittent fasting. So it's not a calorie-reducing strategy as much as it's just a very specific timing strategy. So, you know, I got to put the quick asterisk on this and say, you know, if you have any specific health conditions, you're diabetic, you have, you know, any blood sugar issues like that, we definitely want you talking to your family physician before you do anything that would involve fasting. You know, just got to throw that out there because it is something you got to you know, tread lightly into.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of the day, dinner. Same thing, Sandy, again, love what you said. Hey, now we're kind of eating at a normal time. It really is so important because when you're looking at those overnight hours, those rest hours, that's truly when your body does the most, I'll call it healing and repair. And if we're really looking, you know, in the best case scenario, that's when it's going to actually dive into a fat burning state. Even if you're, you know, struggling with your weight, your body is still trying to go there. And we can absolutely short circuit that if we're eating too close to bedtime. So whether it's your dinner that just bumps up to bedtime, you know, it's just too close, or it's that, you know, that late night snack, either one of those can really just take that apart completely. And it's such a missed opportunity.
By the way, you're on with Dr. Matt Boheen from LoseWeightRochester.com, and we're talking about timing of your meals. How many hours should you finish dinner before you go to sleep?
Yeah, so generally speaking, 2.5 to 3 is kind of where I like to have people, you know, focus, because again, that gives your body a chance to start digesting. That sounds funny, but you know, we're letting the focus, again, when you actually get to sleep, be on those other really important and positive things. So we've got to make sure that happens. And the only way to do that is with a decent gap of time like that.
I find that when I am on your, the custom fat loss thing, it's not a diet, by the way, it's the anti-diet. I find that my body loses weight when I get an 8 hour sleep. If I eat 6 hours sleep, I don't lose as much. 8 hours sleep, I'll drop more weight. It's crazy. So you're, in a nutshell, eat as soon as you can when you get up, within an hour?
Yeah, unless you're going to go the other way and just skip it. But yes, if you're going to eat breakfast, eat it early.
And then eat your lunch. If you do skip, eat your lunch and do your right thing, and then give it a good 4, 5, 6 hours before dinner.
Yeah, and then again, like you said, make sure that you've got that gap between, I'll just say, last food calorie and bed, because like you said, Scott, not only is it going to do better things for your body in terms of fat burning and weight loss, but most people will notice they'll have a better quality of sleep, they'll wake feeling more rested, less inflammation. It's just bottom line, it's what the body wants.
I love this advice. This is so cool.
You can go to rochesterbuzz.com and we'll put this interview up as a podcast as well. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just find Spisano and Sandy.
Dr. Matt, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. If you want any information on supplements and other great tips, ideas, check out Dr. Matt's Facebook page. Go to LoseWeightRochester.com and you can find all the info there. And we'll get you back next Tuesday. How's it sound?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you. It's 99 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.